A combination of unsustainably high home prices, rising interest rates, increased taxes and the mortgage stress test are being held responsible for slow residential real estate market activity in Metro Vancouver, according to statistics released today. There were 24,619 home sales across Metro Vancouver in 2018, which is the lowest full-year total since 2000, and 31.6% lower than 2017. The Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver, REBGV, reported January 3. This figure is also 25% below the 10-year average annual home sales for the region, and 38.4% below the very busy market of 2016. Phil Moore, REBGV president, said, "This past year has been a transition period for the Metro Vancouver housing market away from the seller's market conditions we experienced in previous years. High home prices, rising interest rates and new mortgage requirements and taxes all contributed to the market conditions we saw in 2018. Story continues below. The board also reported on statistics for December alone, in which Metro Vancouver home sales plunged year over year by 46.8% to 1,072 units. This is also 36% lower than the 1,608 sales in November 2018 as potential buyers concerned themselves more with festivities than home purchases. Sellers also responded to both the slowing market and the holiday season by staying on the sidelines. There were just 1,407 homes newly listed for sale on the MLS in Metro Vancouver in December, which is 25.6% lower than in December 2017 and a 59.3% decrease in the month November 2018. With absorption rates low, the total number of homes currently listed in Metro Vancouver is 10,275, a 47.7% increase compared with the low inventory of December 2017. However, it's 16.5% lower than the active listings of November this year. Combining all property types, the sales to active listings ratio for December 2018 is 10.4%. That means as the first time in many years Metro Vancouver has entered buyer's market territory, although it will need to remain below 12% for a few months before it is officially a buyer's market. As ever, the market varies by property type, with detached homes in a very firm buyer's market at just 7.1%, and townhomes and condos still holding onto balanced market conditions, although sliding, at 12% and 14.2% respectively. With buyers gaining control, home prices slid a little further downwards in December. The board's composite benchmark home price, all property types combined, ended 2018 at $1,032,400, a 2.7% decrease from that of December 2017. As the total supply of homes for sale began to accumulate in the spring, we began to see downward pressure on prices across all home types throughout the latter half of the year, said Moore. Sales and prices by property type and area. There were just 348 sales of detached homes in December 2018 across Metro Vancouver, which is 43.6% lower than December 2017 and 32.5% lower than November 2018. The benchmark price for a detached home in the region is now $1,479,000, down 7.8% compared with December 2017, and down 1.4% since November. The steepest annual benchmark price declines were unsurprisingly seen in West Vancouver, -13.5%, and Vancouver West, -11.8%, followed by Burnaby East, -10.6%. However, some non-urban areas' detached markets remained relatively robust, primarily the Sunshine Coast, +5.8%, and Bowen Island, +5%. Sales of attached homes such as townhomes, row houses and duplexes in December 2018 totaled a mere 189 across the region, a 49.1% plunge from December 2017 and down 32.9% from November 2018. However, although the townhome benchmark prices has fallen 5.3% off its 2018 spring peak and is 1.1% lower than in November, it is still 1.3% higher than 1 year previously, standing at $809,700. Townhome benchmark prices performed strongest on an annual basis in Pitt Meadows, up 8.2%, Burnaby East, +5.6%, and Port Moody, +5.1%. At the other end of the scale, attached properties in five areas saw year-over-year price declines: Vancouver East, -3.3%, Ladner, -2.1%, Saguasen, -0.8%, Vancouver West and Burnaby North, both -0.5%. Some 535 condo units traded hands across the region in December, which is a 34% decrease compared to the 1,028 sales in December 2017 and 34% lower than November 2018. Like attached homes, the benchmark price of condo has fallen since spring 2018 but is still 0.6% higher than a year ago, at $664,100. New Westminster is still a star performer in the condo market, with benchmark prices up 7.4% year-over-year, followed by Saguasen, +6.5%, and Ladner, +5.8%. The steepest condo benchmark decline over the past year was seen in Vancouver West, down 2.9%, with West Vancouver, Vancouver East, Whistler, Squamish, Port Moody and North Vancouver also seeing slight annual drops in the value of a typical condo. Home prices vary widely in different areas throughout the region. To get a good idea of home prices in a specific location and by property type, check the detailed MLS Home Price Index in the full REBGV stats package.